Revolution Studios.
Should have come forward to the 20-yard line.
Two plainclothes police detectives step towards their mark at a shooting range. One's a grey-haired, ruggedly handsome man in his late 50s. The other's much fresher-faced, in his 20s, with short dark hair. They fire at their targets along with a line of uniformed officers on either side. The older man's shots all land within the target, whilst the younger's aim isn't nearly as accurate. As the second round begins, the younger man misses his first few shots. The older detective shifts his aim and hits his target several times for him, before firing a few more rounds into his own.
Thanks, Joe.
Revolution Studios presents a Pitt Shelton production. A film by Ron Shelton. Flying over the Hollywood hills and legendary sound. Harrison Ford, Josh Hartnett. Rollin' to the club in a 6-4 hoppin'. Hollywood Homicide. Hailin' my squad and I tell me what we doin'. Barbecue in the middle, doin' under the influence of the music got you movin' and ain't Lena nobody Olin. On the wall. Nobody still at all. It's like a protocol. The way I got them all waxin' they foes up. Bruce Greenwood. Isaiah Washington. Louisa Davidovich. Keith David. Master P. The word Hollywood flashes up on various signs, license plates, and bits of graffiti. Gladys Knight. Lou Diamond Phillips. I love Cali in the summertime. I love Cali in the summertime. Why? I love Cali in the summertime. I love Cali in the summertime. It's nighttime. Searchlights sweep across the sky over Los Angeles. At the front of a nightclub, a man, Z, walks through a metal detector and is then scanned by a bouncer with a handheld device. Wearing a leather jacket and a thick gold chain, he goes into the toilets and checks the cubicles are empty. He taps on the window and has passed a small black bag from outside. He takes out a submachine gun and lets another man, Joker, into the room. As the club owner watches the rap group on stage, the two men come out of the toilets. They touch knuckles, then make their separate ways through the club. Joker is let through into a corridor away from the main club. A few moments later, at the same door, a man in a hat sees Z approach. The man in the hat hurries through the corridor. Joker has a bandana over his face and moves through the corridor with a submachine gun, while Z disguises his face by rolling up his polo neck. He lets loose with a volley of bullets at a group of men as they come out into the corridor. The man in the hat runs for cover as Z stalks along the corridor. Z fires and starts walking away, but he's missed. The man in the hat touches himself to make sure he's still intact.
Somebody need to shut my club up. That's what I say, shut my club up. What you need on my name? Just get the police here.
What do you mean you ain't coming? I give you first shot at making me an offer on this beautiful four-bedroom Mount Olympus, and you leave me sitting here for 2 hours, and now you tell me you ain't... Hello? Shit.
Jewel Gavilan slams his car boot shut.
Gavilan. Yeah, give me 10 minutes. You're right there.
The younger detective is in a yoga class. He answers his phone.
Yeah, it's called him. Oh, shit. I'll be there in 7 minutes. Yep.
Later, the club's already surrounded by police cars when a fire engine pulls up outside. Gavilan and Colden both arrive. Gavilan goes over to Colton's convertible.
Find anybody by that house yet?
No. Showed it a couple times last week. There's some interest.
Here, we got a messy one here.
Joe, Casey.
Hey, Leon.
Hey. I'm making you two primaries in this disaster. Since you've made no progress in the klepto murder, I figure you do.
Thanks for the confidence.
And no problem.
What do we got, Leon?
One on the floor, three backstage. Rap group calls itself H2O Click. Don't ask me why.
Joint was full?
Yeah.
Nobody saw me.
Of course not.
These things on?
They were, they're off now. Listen, get them out of here. Now, come on.
Gavilan and Colden step forward and take a look around the club. Gavilan crouches down near to where a body lies on the floor. He stays crouching on the floor, seemingly looking round for a clue or spark of inspiration. After he's standing back up, Colden mimics his actions, causing Gavilan to smile to himself.
What do you think? Write this down.
Colden gets out his notebook.
Cheeseburger, well done. Raw onion, pickle, ketchup. Nothing else.
Got it. Officer.
On the back side.
Time to get rolling on some chow. This is what the big dog wants.
Uh-huh.
And I want tomato and cucumber on whole wheat. With only mustard and bean sprouts.
Gavilan twists on his torch and finds a small puddle of liquid on the floor. After putting on some surgical gloves, he dabs his finger in the liquid.
Hey, Lou. Nobody goes in here, okay?
Gotcha.
At the end of the corridor is another body on the floor, in front of a wall that's riddled with bullets.
Looks like one shooter came from down there.
The other came from down there.
This poor son of a bitch got it from both sides.
Yeah.
So how long you had this place?
Man, I only had this place 2 years. This messed up.
Where are you living?
At the Bellagio.
Bellagio?
Yeah, right up the road, but it's just temporary quarters.
Where were you when the shootings occurred?
In my office, right there.
These guys were about to break out, weren't they?
Yeah, the boys was blowing up, man. Sautain Records. Antoine Sautain. That's the big man.
These guys have any trouble?
Some sort of turf war going on?
Man, I don't know nothing about no East Coast, West Coast, hip-hop, gang-banging bullshit. I'm just a poor country boy trying to get by.
Getting by pretty well, I'd say.
I do okay.
Hello? Hold on. Hello? Hello? Hold on just a second. Let me... There you go. Hey, Stan? Stan, that four-bedroom Mount Olympus fell through. Can you make me an offer?
Colden closes his eyes and slowly lowers his hand as he lets out a steady breath.
Eddie, you got those shoe prints, right?
Two sets of prints. You got matching pattern, different sizes. That's a 9, that's 11.
Colden finds a diamond earring on the floor and hooks it up with his pen. Gavlan unwraps his burger.
Hey, you, come here. I see mayonnaise. Did anybody in this room hear me say the word mayonnaise? Read your notes. What does it say? Cheeseburger, well done, raw onion, ketchup, pickle. You call that well done? In addition to the mayonnaise, I see lettuce. Lettuce that somebody tried to scrape off here. This is a disaster. What the hell they teach you at the academy anyway? You want to be a detective when you grow up?
Yes, sir.
Don't call me sir. I work for a living. Dump this for me, please. I expect better.
Hey, Joe, kid's got something.
Gavlan. No, 675 don't fly. No, you're gonna get back to me. You gotta have at least 7 and change.
Diamond earring.
Could be something, could be nothing. No work, kid. Did you get the puddle of piss and the shoe prints in the electrical closet?
Yeah, I got it, Joe.
I'm gonna go hammer on the owner a little more.
How come you got no video surveillance, big ass place like this? What kind of security you got?
I ain't never had no problems in my place.
Well, you got a problem now. 2 guys sneak in here with guns. Who does your security anyway?
A bunch of off-duty LAPD cops.
Well, that's your first mistake.
Man, why you ragging on me? All I'm trying to do is just business.
Julie's making me curious. How come you live in a hotel?
I just sold my crib. The new one fell through, so I'm sort of like looking right now.
You're sort of like looking for a new house?
That's what I said.
Julius, look, in my other career, I'm a real estate broker.
Real estate broker? You got 2 jobs?
Well, we work a lot of overtime. We get a lot of time off. A lot of guys have 3 jobs.
So what you saying, Kyle?
What I'm saying to you is I got a beautiful 3,400 square foot house on Mount Olympus. New roof, partial view. Owner's desperate, man.
Man, I don't want no crap on no Mount Olympics.
Well, what you looking for?
I'm looking for a big house, something with class.
How much you willing to pay for something with class?
Not a penny more than 6.
6?
That's what I said, 6.
$1 million?
I was not soliciting, I was doing research. Research is not soliciting. I've never had to pay for sex. I have 4 BAFTA nominations. Oh. Evening, Gloria. Do you know who I am?
Talk to you.
Golden's working at his desk.
These are dead guys.
Thanks.
Little of this makes me think we got a witness.
Golden looks through the photographs.
I can't work here. This place is a zoo. Let's get out of here before Bordner's closes.
Doctor's in. Elf's on his way.
In a bar.
Something wrong, Joe? What do you mean, something wrong?
You seem down.
Down? Me?
Lately.
We've been partners for, what, 4 months? Now you want to be my shrink?
Sometimes it helps to talk, that's all I'm saying.
Let me paint you a picture. Portrait of Joe Gavlan. 7-8 years ago, I sold off the results of my entrepreneurial efforts up to that point. 3 tanning salons and 2 original silk tip nail parlors in the Antelope Valley. And I started attending weekend real estate seminars at the Airport Hyatt, you know. How to make $1 million in real estate with very little money down.
Sounds good.
Started out with a condo in Sherman Oaks, slapped some paint on the walls, refaced the kitchen cabinets, traded up to a smoke-damaged ranch in Tarzana, then a Spanish on Outpost, and a fake Mediterranean in Los Feliz. Pretty soon I had everything I've got tied up in this monstrosity on Mount Olympus at the corner of Hercules and, I shit you not, Achilles.
So what's the problem?
The problem is, if I don't score a big commission or get rid of this piece of shit on Mount Olympics, well, the word Titanic comes to mind.
Joe, I know a girl who works for some rich producer who says that he might be selling his place. Maybe you can get the listing.
Got a name?
Well, her name's like Mimi or MoMA or something like that. I don't remember.
Not the girl on rocks, the producer.
No, I don't know. Producer, way before my time, I... Hey, Joe, you ready for something?
Shoot.
I don't think I want to be a cop anymore.
Come on. You need some fresh air. Put this on my tab, Hank.
What tab?
Hey, I got it.
Colden puts down some money.
Well, if you don't want to be a cop when you grow up, what do you want to be?
I want to be an actor.
You want to be what?
An actor. What?
Okay. You're gay. I can deal with that.
You know I'm not gay.
Why do you want to do something stupid like acting?
Because it's my bliss. And I have to follow my bliss.
Turn into Oprah around here.
I rented a theater up on Highland Friday night. I invited some agents and producers. It's called Showcase.
What are you gonna showcase?
My talents.
Mr. Robert De Niro here.
Hey, detective. I know you're gonna say it's none of my business, but when's the last time you got laid?
None of your business.
Gavilan gets in his car and drives away. He rounds a corner and pulls up in front of a nearby prostitute. Colden watches as the hooker leans in to Gavilan's passenger window.
Say it ain't so, Joe.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
How's business, Jack?
Wanda.
Wanda.
Some tricks thumping on prostitutes. We put our best female officer undercover, and she got hurt, so I'm the bait.
Well, you look good.
Well, it never hurts to get a compliment, but that's not why I was shaking my booty at you. I heard you were working that bloodbath over at the freeway club.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, word's already out on the street about the shooting. Word is, one guy slid out without a scratch.
Got a name or anything?
Yeah, K-Rowe or K-Mart or K-Rock or something like that. He was the group's main songwriter.
Somebody writes that shit?
Tell me about it.
I'm ready to drop you back where I got you.
Yeah, I got Becca where you picked me up. Just to swing me back around the Cherokee. These heels are killing me, you know? Just killing me, man.
The undercover transvestite cop gets out. Gavilan's arrived home. Holding his post in his mouth, he takes off his jacket, then removes his gun from its holster. He carefully looks through each item of post and slowly drops each one into the bin. He puts down a glass tumbler and pours himself a large measure of scotch. He closes his eyes and becomes lost in the music, gently swaying his body to the rhythm. A woman speaks on the radio.
This is Ruby the psychic. Ruby the night owl, waiting for your calls, your problems, your concerns. Want to unravel the past? Ruby can help. Want to sort out the present? Ruby can help. Want to look into the future? Ruby can do that too. Just pick up the phone. Smokey, where have you been?
Busy guy, Ruby.
Got something to share?
Tell me about the future.
I see some financial concerns, is that right?
Yep.
Wait a minute. I'm seeing something dangerous. Maybe painful.
What else is new?
Whatever else is new, we'll have to wait.
We're out of time. Why do you always call so late?
Night owls, this is Ruby.
Gavilan hangs up the phone. In a parking lot outside a derelict warehouse, Z and Joker are met by a car.
A middle-aged man in a suit gets out, carrying a holdall.
Mr. Sartain, I'd like to thank the two of you.
I'm Mr. Sartain's colleague, Leroy Watsley.
Tell Mr. Sartain the deed's done.
Now where's our money?
Here you go.
The middle-aged man shoots them while Sartain watches impassively, chewing on some red licorice.
Tell me something, Matt. You think Gavlin can figure this thing out?
Benny Macko's not gonna let him. He'll take him down first.
Why would Benny Macko believe all this bullshit you've been feeding him anyway?
I've known Benny a long time. He graduated in the class right behind mine at the academy. We were rookies together in the same division. He's a politically ambitious suit. Listens to what I tell him.
Patience is not one of my virtues.
Let me explain something to you. You can kill a street punk like Klepto, it's no big deal. These two bangers, that didn't mean anything to anybody. But you send them into an open nightclub and they cap four guys, that's another mess altogether.
Last time I checked, I paid you to run my security, not your mouth.
This right here is payback. Leroy has poured petrol over the car and put the two dead men back inside. Sartain lights a flare. He tosses the flare under the car, which ignites instantly. As Sartain and Leroy drive away, the car explodes in a fireball. The next morning, and LA is beginning to spring to life. Colden's asleep in bed with his arm wrapped around a blonde woman. On his bedside table, his gun's placed on top of a copy of A Streetcar Named Desire. He wakes up and carefully removes her hand from his chest. He slowly swings his legs over the side of the bed. He picks up a figurine of Ganesh and then turns his attention to a framed photograph of a policeman. Still clutching the figurine, he then takes his script out onto the balcony.
Direct on me, you sons of bitches! Stella! 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 Stella!
Later, he speeds down a street in his convertible and pulls up in the police station parking lot. He climbs out and takes his bag off the back seat.
Not a knick-knack, knit-lock, knock-kneed, knickerbocker, sock. Awful hodge, podge, musk, blotch, spot, scotch,
rock. I got more time in the third floor crapper than you do on the job, pal. You can't open my locker without a search warrant. I know my rights.
Well, I appreciate a man who knows his rights. There you go.
Gavlin takes the document.
What's going on here, Cap?
This is Lieutenant Benny Macko, Internal Affairs.
Joe, you got to write to an attorney.
This is a fully authorized investigation within the jurisdiction and the purview of the Charter of the City of Los Angeles.
Oh, please. I'll open it.
Go ahead.
Gavlin goes to open the lock, but then stops.
I haven't been in there 10 years. You open it. Open it.
An officer snaps the lock with some bolt cutters. Inside, there's some golf clubs and shoes.
Oh. Here are those shoes. I thought I lost these. Love these shoes.
Ever clean your locker?
You know, between finding, apprehending, and convicting murderers and cleaning my locker, I kind of made a career decision to do the former.
You got a lot of lip.
I got a lot of lip.
Yeah, you do.
I got a big nose, too.
Call them. Open your locker.
Why him?
Because he's your partner. Open it. Go ahead, open.
No, don't open.
That's a nine. Yeah, kinda.
Gotta do it, son.
Colden lets out a heavy sigh, then moves away from the locker.
The officer breaks the lock, then opens the door. Gavilan looks inside and smiles wryly, whilst Maku steps towards the locker with an open mouth. Inside are posters of Hindu gods and various books. One's entitled Tools for Tantra.
Porno.
Commingling funds, huh? That's my crime. Commingling. Guilty. My alimony number one comes from money commingled with my beer money. My refinanced car commingled with a short-term loan to keep the second mortgage paid off, commingled with my alimony number three, commingled with every goddamn dime I've got tied up in my Mount Olympus property. My whole life's commingled.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the property on Mount Olympus. You're attempting to sell it without disclosing you also own it.
This isn't about real estate, is it, Benny?
Benny, what the hell's going on here? Look, as a media supervisor of these men, you are bound to inform me of any investigation involving my section.
You're so informed.
You couldn't have told me first?
Welcome to the party, Leon. I'm trying to find out what I'm guilty of besides going to one too many airport real estate seminars.
Well, for starters, Sergeant, you know a woman named Cleo Ricard?
I talked to her. Talk's cheap.
Because Administrative Vice, which has been watching her for 2 years, is on the verge of making a major prostitution bust, and you're in there making promises to her to intervene. In addition to that, you haven't registered her as an informant.
Joe, is this true?
By itself. That's cause for suspension.
I mentioned her name to District Attorney Gardner 6 weeks ago, told him I was going to make a contact.
He denies that.
He's a liar! Well, I haven't registered her as an informant because she hasn't informed yet. Besides which, I don't want to get buried under a mountain of paperwork just so Vice can tell me to back off their suspect.
It's a big case for them.
Bigger than a quadruple murder?
Hey, this is not your decision.
Gentlemen, as no charges have been made, I request that you release Sergeant Gavilan and Sergeant Calden so they can resume their investigations.
Benny?
Yeah, we'll talk about it when he's out of the room.
Fuck you very much.
Later, Gavilan and Calden walk through the parking lot together.
What is with that Macro guy?
Oh, he's a jerk. A couple of years ago, he was lead detective on those Jockey Love Nest murders. You remember big girls, little guys? He was bragging to the papers, and I proved he had the wrong guy. Embarrassed the shit out of him. He's been wanting to get me ever since. Now he's assigned to IA. He's taken his shot.
Can't trust cops.
Your dad was a cop.
Yeah, he was killed in the line of duty under some bullshit circumstances. No one was held responsible, and his case was closed.
The feds investigate?
Well, the word is they thought his partner was dirty, but the report's sealed.
Well, I got a pal down there who owes me a favor. If you want to see the report, I'll make a call.
I'd appreciate it, yeah. Hey, Joe, listen, what I said last night about you getting laid, it's none of my business, you know?
It's no big deal.
Hey, just be safe.
Safe?
Yeah.
Oh. That hooker last night. That was a guy.
I don't need to know that.
That was a cop. That was a guy cop. A cop guy.
Okay.
Gavilan.
Hello, Joe.
Cleo.
Just talking about you.
Well, I hope you're saying something good. Listen, Joe, I have a little problem. Vice is breathing down my neck.
Yeah, well, IA's breathing down mine.
Let's go.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Coffee, boy.
Well, I might have something for you.
I'm listening.
Yeah, hi. Is this the William Morris Agency? Yeah, hi. This is Casey Calden. I sent a headshot, a resume, and an invitation to a performance streetcar named Desire.
Hold him. Going. I get something out of the trunk.
Yeah.
Whoa, Rob, yes. Where are you going?
Yes, it's on Friday.
One of the girls that works for me was a regular for one of the guys that got shot last night. She was also a regular of Klepto's. You talk to Vice and get him to back off me, and I'll talk to the girl.
It's not the way it works. You give me the girl, then I'll talk to Vice.
Joe. Why don't I send you over a couple of ladies?
Big mistake. Big, big mistake.
You can have a party on me. We'll keep it out of the book. What do you say?
It's not my style, Cleo. Call me back when you got something real.
Yeah, I'll be playing the Brando part. Hello?
Let's go.
A nearby suspect manages to grab one of the arresting officer's guns. With his hands cuffed behind his back, he spins round, firing randomly.
I'll call you back, yo. My method for my musical madness, moving.
Cops dive for cover as the man fires shots in their direction. Gavlin's using his fingers to try and count the number of shots fired.
I'm gonna take them, Joe.
No, the gun's so hot!
Colden tackles the man.
Stay down there. Stay down, man. Stay
there. Got a live gun here. You're gonna get yourself shot.
What are you talking about? It's a standard issue Beretta. It's 15 shots.
I counted.
And one in the spout.
Oh, shit.
Did you lose this?
Now, the rehearsing vines in the car.
How do I look?
You look all right.
Many thanks. Now the buttons.
I can't do nothing with them.
You men with your big clumsy fingers, may I have a drag on your sig? What?
Okay.
Who writes this stuff?
Oh, look, it's not stuff. It's art. In fact, it's one of the greatest plays ever written. And it's not the words you're having trouble with, it's the intention, it's the lack of conviction. If you give it some conviction, then I can believe it, we can have a back and forth. I know you're playing a girl, but come on.
Wait, what is this about?
Just read the lines.
It's your turn.
You look like you raided some stylish shops in Paris.
Wait a second, you skipped a line. Matter of fact, you skipped a bunch of lines. Never mind, we're here.
They pull up at the side of the road and head into a glass-fronted office.
Casey called in Hollywood Homicide. We're here to see Antoine Sartain.
He's in recording studio B, I think.
Is he great?
Is he expecting you?
Kind of.
Hollywood Homicide want to talk to Antoine Sartain.
You gentlemen have an appointment?
You off duty, LAPD?
You guys give me a hard time, huh?
It's called a homicide investigation, man.
Yeah? We're not going in.
Oh, my God, he has a badge and a gun.
Come on, get out of the way. Where are you going?
What? Cops gonna hit a cop now?
Gavin punches in.
That's a good suggestion.
I'm filing police brutality charges, assault, harassment.
Let me help you out there. Sergeant Willoughby, Gavlin, how's Betty? Kids? Okay, good. Look, I got an off-duty cop here who wants to file a complaint against me. Hold on a second.
He hands the cop his mobile.
It's been a misunderstanding. Thanks.
Fine. This is the take. This is the one right here. This is it, Butch. This is the one. Yo, that's it. Come on in. That's the best take. Come in.
We need some bells or something. This ain't
with the bells.
Everybody's using bells, man. We need some radio.
Excuse me.
My opinion is gold.
Antoine Sartain.
Looking for Mr. Antoine Sartain. Turn the music down. Turn the music down.
Yo, chill, on the real. Cause you know what, dog? What you want, man? You know what? You Hollywood dicks are awesome. Y'all saw that, right? Yeah, that's police brutality. Don't think I'm gonna report you.
Help me out here. You know this guy? Help me out. You know this guy? Because I don't recognize him. These the same guys? These your friends?
Yeah, we know these
guys. It's my boy,
right,
man.
Okay.
My boy, man.
That's good. You know where I can find Mr. Sartain?
He just left. He's on the 10th floor. Okay. Elevator's over there.
Thank you very much.
There's
a stool.
Casey called in. Silk Brown, baby. Crenshaw High?
Oh, yeah, man. How you doing, brother?
I'm all right. Yeah. I told you I knew this dude.
Mr. Brown here for a while, so I can't find out anything.
Look at him. I didn't know you were a cop, man.
You know, actually, I'm thinking about getting out of this LAPD shit.
Well, you working, man?
Well, you know, I did some acting in high school. Thinking about checking out the whole movie thing,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it is. I knew we came in for a reason. Baby, talk to him. Go ahead.
Well, actually, I did a Jell-O commercial once.
That's right, the blue Jell-O girl, yeah.
That was me, J-E-L-L-O. Yeah.
You did a great job in that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
She sold a shitload of Jell-O too, dude.
Leave that.
Gavlin's upstairs in Sartain's office.
This is nice.
trying to imagine what it was like when this was all still glamorous. It's been a long time since anything happened at Hollywood and Vine, huh?
Can I offer you something? Anything?
No, I just want to ask a few questions.
Oh, sure. Sure. Now have a seat, please.
Thanks.
He takes a seat opposite Sartain.
So, how long ago did you sign, H2O Click?
5 years ago.
I don't really know this music. Were they good?
And most people don't know this, but I lose money on 19 out of 20 new groups. But one breakout pays for everything.
Were these guys gonna break out?
They had a chance, yeah.
You know these fellas personally?
I can't afford to get too close to any of my acts. Because sooner or later, I'm gonna have to break their hearts and be the guy that doesn't renew their contracts.
Brutal business, huh?
Brutal business. Brutal.
So, I don't have an agent right now, but I can do accents. I do English, I do Jamaican, and even Texas. And I even play the piano and tennis.
Yeah, man, she real good, dude. But look, still got this script that's off the hook, and it's tight.
Yeah, I got the script with Oscar shit written all over it. I'll tell you what it's called.
Yeah, what's it called, man? Tell him.
Tell him the title, man. You would love this title, man. Tell him the title.
Yeah.
Wait, hold up. You ready for this, man?
It's called, listen. Nasty.
Oh! Man, tell me that ain't
hot. Check it out, man. You know I'm into titties and shit blowing up, you know what I'm saying?
But nothing exploited.
Nah, none of that.
You gotta respect the female.
Always.
You know what, maybe I can help you out with this, but you guys can help me out, too. You know, give me a call if you hear anything about what's going on with this H2O Click thing, all right?
We ain't no snitches or nothing like that, you know. Oh, come on now.
I know, I don't want to ask you.
No. You hold on to that, you know, just in case something comes up. You never know.
How much time you spend in the joint, Antoine?
Much too long for my taste. My accountant let me down. Something about commingling of funds.
Yeah, it could happen to anybody. Yeah. Must take a lot of money to get one of these groups up and running. How much did you have invested in Klepto?
Now that was a bad investment. You left my label. Why are you asking?
I'm just fascinated by the music business. One last thing. Young fella goes by the name of Cairo. Some songs for H2O. Happen to know his real name or where I can find him. I'd like to ask him a few questions.
Cairo. No, I don't. I don't even know the guy's real name. I mean, most of these kids have some badass names. They all think they're thugs. For most of them, it's just an act. A bunch of mama's boys. One minute they want to be down with a brother, and the next minute they want to be some ungrateful asses. Half of them would be dead or in prison if it wasn't for me. You know what I'm saying, Detective? It's just a game. Nothing but a game.
Well, we got four mama's boys laying on slabs at the morgue. Wasn't a game last night. I'll let you go. Thanks for your help. If you think of anything more, you let me know, okay?
Sure.
He hands Sartain his card.
Detective.
Yeah.
What are you trying to sell me, some real estate?
Gavilan walks back over to Sartain and who places the card in his hand. He goes back down to the lobby, where he takes a moment to look at a memorial wreath that's been put out on display. His attention is then drawn outside, where he notices two guys hanging around his car. One seems to be trying to jemmy open the driver's door, but Gavilan just smiles.
What do you got?
Well, Sartain's lying to me.
How do you know that?
His lips are moving. What do you got there?
Oh, it's a script from the guys in there. They said they let me know if they come across anything. They say they don't know anything about last night. They're lying, too.
Did you get the name of that producer that's trying to sell his house?
Oh, shit. I'll get it now. Just a second.
As Colden dials, Gavilan looks back outside and sees that the men are now in his car.
Mimi. Mona.
Right.
Sorry. do you know the name of that producer who sold his place up on...
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Sorry. Bye.
Jerry Duran?
Jerry Duran. Used to be huge.
Joe, somebody's stealing your car.
Yeah, but look, it's insured, so it's okay.
No, it's not okay.
Hey,
get out of the way.
Stop! Police! Stop! Gavlan raps furiously in the window. Holden shoots out a tire, and the car skids to a halt.
Get down!
TV guys, get behind your back!
Don't come, we were stealing your car, man.
We're repo guys. You kidding me?
Nice shot, Slick. Now we gotta spend the afternoon booking car thieves, filling out paperwork.
You weren't stealing it, Joe.
What do you call it?
Repo. Apparently, you're behind on your payments.
One of the repo men laughs.
You assholes, get out.
Get out of here, goddammit, get out! Shit. That was a good tire.
Hey, Roy, Joe Gavlin just left. Yeah, he's in here looking for K-Ro.
He must have been the other guy backstage.
Twan, listen to me. It's taken care of.
No, it's not taken care of. If it was taken care of, Gavlin wouldn't be here in my face.
After tonight, K-Rove's just a memory.
Not after tonight. Take care of it. Take care of it now.
By the time Homicide finds him...
Get it taken care of. Now.
Gavlin and Colden pull up outside a large mansion. As they get out, a woman playing tennis spots them.
Casey!
Kimberly, hey!
Shauna!
You dog, you.
Yes?
LAPD. Mr. Duran, please.
One moment, please.
Just shut up and let me do the talking, all right?
Gentlemen.
Mr. Duran, Hollywood Homicide. Detective Joe Gavlin, my partner, K.C. Calden.
There must be some mistake.
I think I've got a buyer for your house.
I won't go a penny under 5-7.
I was thinking closer to 6.
So that's what, 5 bedrooms?
6 bedrooms upstairs, 6 baths. Guest house has 2 baths, 2 bedrooms. And in the servants' quarters, 2 bedrooms, 2 baths. Now, this room's a view. You got a whole view of Benedict Canyon. It's... Don't you have something to do in the kitchen? There's a lost wax fountain down at the bottom of this. It's a piece of work. You should see that. And this is a living room.
Colden chases after Duran with the script.
Mr. Duran, are you still making music and movies?
When I can, kid.
Well, what are you doing on Friday night?
Friday night's a long time away, kid. Beautiful house, Mr. Duran. Thank you. I've got a desperate buyer. Give me a 3-day exclusive listing on the house. If I don't sell it in that period of time, deal's off.
I'll give you 48 hours. The great and the near great. I used to be huge. I could be huge again.
Still huge to me, Mr. Duran.
You got 72 hours to sell my house.
Thank you.
Let me show you the door.
After Duran and Gavlin have gone out, Colden leaves the script and a flyer for his performance of A Streetcar Named Desire on a side table.
Joe Gavlin, look, I found you your big house with class, but you got to get over here right away. There's a lot of interest.
Man, what's up with you, man? I got $6 million. You've been talking about a house. Show me the house.
3500 Shadow Hills Way, Beverly Hills. Well, house... Within an hour? Okay, great. Gavlin. Yeah, Leon.
Listen, Mondo's got something for you. Hold on.
Yeah, Joe. The kid who split the club.
K-Ro, born Oliver Robodeau, 578. Went to losing a high.
And Compton graduated in 95.
Address unknown.
Oliver Robodeau.
I hope they do.
Hey, Leon.
And turn the fire hose on you.
That name ring a bell with you?
Robido. That sounds familiar.
Motown singer.
Olivia Robido. Used to sing backup from Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell.
Stella!
Put Lopez back on. Run Olivia Robido, will you? Music unions, ASCAP, anything. Get back to me, all right?
I hope they do haul you in and turn the fire hose on you, same as last time. You stinker, you whelp of a Polack, you.
Cairo is one Oliver Robido. I think his mom was this backup singer for Motown named Olivia Robido. We're finally getting somewhere.
All right, let's go.
Hey, look, I gotta show the house.
Now?
How about you cover the autopsies for us, huh?
Joe, I don't like dead bodies.
Come on, I'll owe you one.
You coming to my play on Friday night?
Yeah, I'm coming to your play. Sure.
Well, there's still some seats open.
All right, I'll bring some people, okay?
All right, you got a deal. Hey, Shauna, can I get a lift?
Of course.
Cool. See you, Joe. Let me take that for you. Thanks.
It's good to see you.
An autopsy.
Ooh, sorry about that. There's some towels over there, Casey. You got a juicy one here.
Colden dries his hands, whilst on another table, some badly charred bodies are being cut up. He speaks to a man in a suit.
Casey called the Hollywood Homicide.
Willie Palmero. South Bureau. Body dropping, burning.
Couple of crispy critters here, eh?
I think it was a professional hit, a straight-up execution.
And this earring?
Of one of the guys.
I bet they were wearing work boots, weren't they? Sizes 9 and 11.
How'd you know?
Jesus Christ. Willie, I think these guys shot those guys.
Gavin to Julius.
Beautiful home, huh? Cool crib.
It's me.
Great. You're great. Used to hang out here.
For sure?
Yeah.
Wow.
He wants 7.
Man, tell him kiss my ass.
No, wait. Here's the deal. You offer 5-5. He counters with 6-5. You come back at 6. Give him 48 hours. He'll take it. He's desperate.
For sure.
For sure. Excuse me. Gavin.
Joe, yeah. I got 2 bodies down here in the chop shop that could be the trigger man.
What do you got?
I got the earring, and I got the boots, and I booked them into evidence.
Man, what's up?
Police business. You seen the library?
I don't need no library. I need a pool.
Turf warfare guys do their own dirty work. I think these guys were capped to cover somebody else's tracks. You like tennis?
Too much running.
I absolutely agree with you. No, not yet. Look, good job, kid. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, okay.
So, Julius, what do you think?
Okay. I'll go 5-5.
All right, my man.
Later, Colden's running a yoga class.
Bring your left foot back. Root it there and come up into Warrior One. Let your arms just raise up.
Spread your arms to the sides.
Exhale, come back down into Warrior Two. Exhale,
and then bring your
right arm down to your knee and sweep the left arm across. Extreme right angle pose. Sweep the arms up, move your feet to parallel. Pull your arms back around behind you.
Gavlan ogles the supple women.
And then just feel yourself. Very good.
And continue that on the other side. I'll be right back.
What are you doing here?
I've got something for you.
How'd you find me?
I'm psychic.
Really?
No, not really. I'm a detective, for Christ's sake. I didn't know you taught this stuff. You make some dough?
Yeah, I make $20 a head. You know, donation.
Donation? Unreportable? 20 times 40, 800 bucks a whack? Cash?
Class,
All right, when you're done with this pose, we're done for the day.
Namaste.
Get back here.
Namaste. Some racket you got here. Money and sex.
This is not a racket. All right, these are real people with real feelings.
All right, they need me. I'm their teacher. And I need them too. It's what's called a symbiotic relationship. You probably wouldn't know about that. Have a good day. Thank you. Nice practice.
Excuse me, Casey. Do you give private lessons?
I don't, but I could. If you talk to Kimberly, then we'll set something up, okay?
Okay, thank you. Okay. Casey, thank you. I feel really open. Great.
That's a good thing. Okay? See you later.
Great class.
Thanks, Shauna. Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe I got into it for the sex, but it's not about that anymore. I mean, this spiritual shit, there's really something to it. I mean, I'm out of my body sometimes, man, seriously. I mean, this stuff really works. And then these girls come in, and I mean, they're everywhere.
Oh, it's spiritual.
Deep.
And shallow.
Deep and shallow.
This is why I came. It's a report on your dad's shooting. Devlin. Gower and Franklin.
Thanks for understanding, Joe.
Devlin meets up with Cleo outside a coffee shop.
What's up, Cleo?
Have you talked to Vice?
No, I haven't talked to Vice. Not gonna talk to Vice till I talk to your girl. You're gonna have to give me a name.
My girl is ready to talk.
I've heard that before.
She says she was working a Sartain Records party. Overheard some guys smoking crack start bragging.
About what?
Evidently, the people behind the Klepto murder were the same ones behind the H2O click hit.
That's hearsay.
Hearsay to you. Pillow talk to the DA. You want a deal?
I don't know. Give me a call tomorrow. I'll run it by the DA. This girl better be for real.
Look, I gotta make this work. Things are getting ugly.
I hear you.
What we got on Gavilan so far? First of all, he's still seeing Cleo Ricard. In fact, he saw her earlier today.
God, it's just right in my face. He's just completely defiant.
Yeah, well, he's clearly continuing to work her as an informant.
Yeah, I know. That's enough to relieve him of duty right there. But I don't want him relieved of duty. I want him to hang.
Well, his financials don't add up. He's paying off three ex-wives. He's got two kids.
He's got two kids and a fancy college. He's got a great big house. He's got that big stupid car. You know, I mean, what about his real estate thing?
Well, he hasn't made a sale in ages.
Well, my source tells me he's getting money from somewhere to keep it afloat. So get me more surveillance.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Nighttime. Colton walks down the side of his house, then stops when he hears a noise. He pulls out his gun, then edges down some steps towards the source. A naked, dark-haired woman is soaking in his hot tub. He puts his gun away and smiles broadly.
Dominique.
Close enough.
Pulling off his shoulder holster, he steps towards the tub. He climbs in with his clothes still on and kisses Dominique passionately. Meanwhile, Gavilan's fast asleep in his armchair, a half-empty tumbler cradled in his hand. Woken by the noise with a start, he puts down the glass and reaches for his gun. He hides behind a wall as the door opens. Ruby, the DJ, walks in and smiles.
Where'd you get the key?
Under the flower pot.
She kisses him lightly on the lips.
How'd you know it was under the flower pot?
Psychic. Good security for a cop.
She takes off a scarf and wraps it around his eyes. Ooh, every day. They both smile. He turns to her, outstretching his arms, but she ducks. Now in the bedroom, he fumbles with his belt as she tries to remove his trousers. Eventually, she wrestles them off. He lifts up the blindfold and takes a quick peek when she starts taking off her clothes. She pulls off the blindfold and wags a finger.
Bad cop. No donut.
Later, he's standing behind her, wearing large gold-rimmed sunglasses. He kisses her earlobe and nuzzles her neck. Then he takes a bite of a chocolate-covered donut. The next morning, he's reading the paper over a mug of coffee. Amongst the headlines on the front page are Hollywood homicide cops under investigation and no leads in rap murders.
Everything okay?
Oh, yeah. Everything's fine. Just a tough case, that's all. Used to have a feel for a case early on.
Thank you.
So you really think you can predict the future, huh?
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
Sometimes I see things, it just comes to me. And sometimes I flip a coin. Other times I just make shit up.
Happy anniversary.
What anniversary?
You and me. 3 weeks.
That is so sweet. You remember. I didn't. I mean, dates don't really matter, except they do. We think human time, but rocks think geologic time. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't. Well, the only date that matters is the day I found you and left that jerk.
Does he know it's over?
Benny's in denial. He's hanging on like a mongoose. It's sad, really.
Benny?
Macko, you don't know him. He's not in your division.
Benny Macko? Benny the Executioner Macko?
That sounds like my Benny.
He's the guy who's trying to bury me, for Christ's sake. Does he know about us?
Of course not. And who cares? It's over. We're finished.
Guys aren't like that, honey. Guys keep score.
Gavilan. Yeah, Jerry. Mr. Duran. Yeah, I can do that. Okay.
He hangs up with a long-suffering look.
Got the buyer in the cellar inches away from closing, and this guy wants breakfast.
But that could be great, honey. Mercury's not in retrograde for another week. It's good time for deal making. It's perfect time.
What did you ever see in Benny Macko?
I guess I just have a weakness for cops.
Lock up when you leave.
Next, two detectives are observing Ruby from a surveillance van as she leaves the house.
Whoa. What have we here?
Oh my.
Ruby's image on a monitor.
Nice shoes.
Gavilan joins Duran, Julius, and another man in a restaurant.
Morning, Mr. Duran. Julius.
Morning, Joe. Have a seat. Well, this is my attorney, Marty Wheeler, who just happens to be Julius's attorney as well. Small world.
Is that a conflict of interest?
Not for me.
Okay, let's talk.
Julius was ready to go to 6.3 or 6.4, and you drove the price down to 6.
No, it's like he wanted 5.8. 6 is the score.
You never told me 5.8 would do it.
Well, I was negotiating.
For whom?
Look, you wanted 5.8.
I was about to get you six.
He was ready to go to 6'4".
Maybe 6'5", but you said the price was 7, and it never was 7.
Now look, guys, calm down. This is a good deal for both of you.
The deal's off. I want 7 million.
Seven? Seven.
Yeah.
I won't go a penny over 6'5".
Good day, gents. Asshole.
That close to closing the deal, and Jerry Duran starts sticking around and blows the whole thing.
Well, no, I'm joking. Excited never solved any problems.
You know about problems. How many girls are waiting in line for the hot tub? That's your idea of a problem.
Joe, you don't respect me wanting to be an actor, do you?
I just don't get it.
I mean, don't you ever just want to explore all the possibilities of who you are?
I just want to pay the mortgage and escape with my dick still attached to my body. It's that one over there. I'm a simple man. Why don't you go around behind? I'll give you a second. Take the front.
As Colden goes through a low gate and heads for the back of the white-painted wooden bungalow, Gavilan paces past the front. As Colden cautiously approaches the rear of the building, Gavilan knocks on the front door.
Miss Robideau, police! Just want to ask you a few questions.
I always thought you could sing much better than Tammy Terrell.
She got the breaks? I didn't. That's life.
Mind if I come in?
Gavilan follows the middle-aged woman inside. At the back, Cairo sneaks out of a window and Colden sees him.
Joey's around front! Joey's coming around front! I got him!
He didn't do anything!
Miss Robideau?
Colden's giving chase down the banks of the canal. Cairo jumps into a small pedal boat while Gavilan's climbing into his car.
Hey! I'm this dick, cop! Why you coming to my mama house? I ain't been to your mama house!
Cairo pedals furiously towards the other side of the canal as Colden runs across a nearby bridge. He catches Cairo just as he gets to the other side, making him leap into the water.
Wait, don't make me come in there after you.
I'm knee-deep in duck shit. There's 2 feet of duck shit. Cop.
That's fine. Hey, get out of the water, man.
What you gonna do, shoot me?
Huh?
He wants to shoot
an unarmed nigga. Get out, man. You're under arrest.
I didn't do nothing.
Get out of the water!
Hero splashes away, heading for the other side again, forcing Colden to sprint back across the bridge. Hero scrambles onto the bank of the canal, and once he's found his feet, runs off again. Colden's running after him at full pelt, while on another bridge, Gavilan slows his car to scan the area. Colden's lost sight of Hero when he suddenly falls from his hiding place under a bridge and splashes into the water. Hero makes for the other side of the canal again. Gavilan spots Colden chasing him across another bridge.
Hey! Right and left! Pick away, I'm gonna catch you!
Never gonna catch me, cop!
Catch you. Like a sunshine on a cloudy day.
Gavilan gets out of his car.
Stay right! Stay right! Oh, sorry, you're right, please! Ah.
He trips Cairo up.
All right. Police boots down! Get down!
Don't swear at your mob. Not nice.
Damn it, settle down! Oh! You see where that got you?
I didn't do nothing.
You're still caught! You got duck shit all over you. How do you like that, huh?
Center yourself.
I'm calm, okay?
All right.
I'm calm.
All right.
Get up.
Let me cop. Get up. Young ass brat. If it wasn't for this old man up here, you wouldn't have caught nothing. Nothing. Even if you had roller skates. So I can't believe I let your old ass catch me, man.
Talk to us.
LAPD. Lame ass, punk ass, dickheads.
Settle down, son.
LAPD.
Settle down.
I ain't no snitch and I ain't no bitch. I ain't got to tell you shit.
You are just talking yourself into a hole.
Take my cuffs off now. Kick your ass.
Wait. Oh, really? You didn't kick my ass?
Shut up! Shut up!
I ain't this shit, man!
All right, that's it! That's it! Let's take this sucker to the station, partner, huh? Harbor Division Substation.
Crooked-ass police. I'm finna call Johnny Cochran, Chemical Ali, Robert Shapiro, one of them. Where do I call my mama? It's finna be a rap, man. What is this, man?
This is Harbor Division, son. Nice, quiet place. We can reason together. Here we are.
Harbor Division.
This don't look like no police station.
Get him out of the car.
Be my pleasure.
Get him out. Come on.
This don't look like...
Come
get
on.
Out. Let me
get out of the car.
Get out.
There ain't no police station. Go.
Yeah, this is a special station.
This police
for special
station,
assholes.
My ass.
Suddenly, a black 4x4 zooms past with men firing automatic weapons. Gavilan, Colden, and Cable duck for cover. The cops are about to return fire when a wooden staircase collapses behind them. Cable seizes his chance and runs off.
Oh. Hey! Not again! Masters, come back here!
Come on, God damn!
You okay? Yeah, I'm okay. You? Okay. Any opportunity, right?
Come here.
Somebody doesn't like you. You're no fun to be around.
You all right?
Somebody wants you dead. He okay?
Yeah, he's okay. He just pissed his pants.
Oh. I want to talk to my mama.
You're the man.
You got nothing on my boy.
Respectfully, ma'am, we've got a puddle of piss at the crime scene, and your son has a weak bladder.
And what does that mean?
That means we take your son down at the station. We ask him some questions about what he saw. He answers. We book him into custody. He lives. He doesn't. We let him go. He dies.
He didn't do it. And he ain't getting involved.
All right, uncuff him. Let the jackals hunt him down.
You know what I'm talking about, look.
Hey, stop, stop. Stop. Shh. The young men that got shot all were rappers since they were little boys on the street corner. And they all wanted to be with Antoine Sartain and Sartain Records. That was their Motown.
I don't get the music.
You ain't supposed to. After a few albums, they want to go out on their own. And they find out the record producer's keeping all the money, the way it's always going to be in the music business. Sartain goes to the joint for a while. Klepto, the first to rebel. Tell Sartain, I'm going to hire a lawyer to get out of my contract I signed in high school. Sartain get out of jail. You know what happened next.
Gavilan glances at Colden, then takes a seat near Miss Robidoux.
You telling me Anton Sartain had his own groups killed because they wanted to go off on their own?
Makes a powerful statement to anybody thinking about breaking a contract, don't it? Now, I told you what the picture looks like. You have to put the pieces together your own self.
I'll take care of your son for you, ma'am.
At the police station.
Antoine Sartain. He was a busy guy in the gangster network. He had a lot of contacts on the outside. The music guy, right?
Big time.
Yeah. He was smooth, but he was a psycho. And the guy, he was wired. He had this attitude, like, he can get anything he wanted.
Any, I don't know, contacts, friends, something we can follow up on?
There was a white dude. He came to visit him every single week while he was here. Every week for a whole year without fail.
Got a name?
Yeah, no problem. Hey, Myers, what was the name of the white dude? He came to visit Sartain every week.
Wasley. Leroy Wasley.
Leroy Wasley.
Officer Colden and his partner, Officer Leroy Wasley, working undercover, cocaine buy, standoff, develop. Suspect demanded to see the cash. Officer Colden demanded to see the cocaine. Officer Colden was shot twice in the chest. Suspect got away with $100,000. Some suspicion that Officer Wasley may be involved with the drug dealers.
If the feds thought that Wasley was dirty, why would they let him back up my dad on a $100,000 drug deal?
Because they couldn't prove it, I guess. After an exhaustive 4-month investigation, the case against Officer Wasley was dropped due to a lack of evidence.
Joe, I want to kill him.
Easy. Easy. There's a real can of worms here. Wassley wasn't the only backup. There were three uniformed officers out in the alley. Two of them took off after the suspect. One of them came into the room to find out, oh my God. Look at this name. Bernard Macko.
Benny Macko.
Benny Macko. Wassley and Macko, Macko and Wassley. Something's going on here. Oh God, I gotta be somewhere. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Go, go ahead.
Take it easy.
Now, Gavlin's driving through the nighttime streets.
Hey, Rubes. Look, IA's on my ass. Grab some takeout and meet me up at Mount Olympus. I don't want to go to the house, okay? Lights, camera, action,
showtime. From the lights of the city street to Colden shooting at a deserted firing range. He reloads and empties the clip, an intense, anguished look on his face. Gavlin pulls into the driveway of the Mount Olympus property. Soon after, he's stepping through the impressive door into the spacious hallway.
Rube? Ruby, where are you? Rube?
Ruby's in a candlelit room.
Oh dear. Detective, you found me.
You're under arrest, young lady.
Oh, please don't put the cuffs on me.
Gavlin sidles up close to her.
You have the right to remain silent. You understand?
That's Gavlin with Marty Wheeler. Attorney from the music business, gambling industry, sleazeball, you know him.
Here's Gavlin drinking on duty. We've got photos, date, time,
yeah, stamp. Okay, this is not criminal. I need criminal shit.
Well, boss, this may not be criminal shit, but,
A photo of Ruby leaving Gavlin's house. Macko looks at the detective, Zeno, whose face remains expressionless.
What is this?
Nice house.
You think so?
That's Gavlin's house. That's his front porch. It's a classic. Whose time hasn't come?
And her car was there all night.
The female detective, Jackson, goes to take the photo, but Macko snaps it away from her.
Where is he now?
We lost him.
Where's she?
This is a very romantic idea. You're a stud.
No. My partner's a stud. But I got a few veteran moves.
He's kissing her thighs.
If I take my ginkgo, I can still remember where I put the Viagra. You really like this house?
I'll give you $6.75, not a penny more.
Collateral.
You're looking at it.
He smiles at her, then they kiss. The next morning, Gavlin's lying next to Ruby on the large, luxurious bed. The knocks on the door rouse him, and he reluctantly sits up and grabs his shirt. He opens the door.
Sergeant Gavlin, we're taking you downtown.
Macko and half a dozen cops, some in uniform, are waiting by their cars outside. A disheveled-looking Gavlin leaves the house, tossing his badge and gun to Zeno.
What a night. Just one question, asshole. Why me? You got no probable cause. I'm a good cop.
Yeah.
Gavlin blows a kiss to Ruby, who's watching with concern from the doorway. Macko smiles at her and tilts his head a little. Her discomfort's clear as Gavlin's driven away.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to have an attorney present during questioning. You understand the rights I've just explained to you.
Yes, yes, I do understand the rights you've just explained to me. But you know what? I'm not going to remain silent. And I do not need an attorney, because this is all bullshit. And you can put that on the record.
There is absolutely no need to take your tie off during questioning, Mr. Calder.
Why is he taking his shoes off?
I've got questions for you to answer.
You got questions for me to answer. I got questions for you to answer. My first question is, how does a lightweight needle dick pencil pusher like you get assigned to IA?
Oh, he's up on the table.
What is he doing?
He's on the table.
What is that?
You know, this conversation's being recorded. This will reflect very badly on you.
Excuse me. Gavilan. What, he's got a phone?
Jerry.
Slow down, Jerry.
Excuse me.
I'm busy.
Okay. He's oming.
There are some discrepancies with your income and your spending.
You mean like I'm spending more than I'm making? Is that news?
Keep talking.
I think he's centering. He's finding his center.
Gavilan.
What is this?
Jeez, calm down, Jeez. It's not over. It's never over.
Get him off the phone!
Guys?
Gavilan.
Cleo.
Police business.
Joe?
I can't talk to you. I'll call you back later, all right?
Gavilan?
Get it!
Hey, Ruby.
What is going on in the...
Muscles, man. I mean, that's...
Make him talk!
I have got the most intense compression of the L4 and L5.
We have allegations of commingling of funds.
I've been told that some yoga and some massages, really. Oh, yoga. That's great.
You can't hold out for seven. Jerry, set.
Okay, that's great. I think that's enough. I'm sorry.
We're that close, Jerry. Jerry?
That's really hard. His position looks really hard.
He's not even talking, is he?
To do.
Gavilan grabs his mobile.
A tree? Now he's a tree?
This is a setup.
And it will not hold up.
And I'm sure Joe Gavilan is next door right now, maintaining complete professional integrity.
And you know it!
What the hell is going on? Did you say anything in there?
Of course not.
You?
My phone wouldn't stop ringing.
Joe, Casey!
This is insane. Can you figure this out?
No! But I played my last card buying you a couple of hours so you can figure it out.
What do you want to talk to me about?
I like you, Joe.
Don't bullshit me.
You didn't talk to Vice, so I made a deal with them.
What are you talking about?
They agreed to back off if I agreed to testify.
Testify against whom?
You. I was approached by Lieutenant Mako. Said he heard that you and I were involved sexually. And maybe you and some of my girls had, you know, relationships. The kid, too. Look, I don't know what you did to piss this Mako guy off, but he cut me a deal and I took it.
And you're telling me this because you like me, huh?
Yeah, Joe. I thought you should know.
Cleo tosses aside a cigarette, then climbs into the back of her limo. Gavilan repeatedly kicks the rear of the vehicle as it pulls away. Front.
Gavilan.
Joe, listen. Benny's going to the DA right now. Not even waiting till the morning.
And the stakeout at Sartain's house on Sunset Plaza says he hasn't been seen in 24 hours.
And he hasn't been to Sartain Records either.
All right, thanks.
What?
This guy Sartain.
Yeah?
I don't even know where to find him. Wait a sec. I got one idea.
Hey, Rube.
You ever done any psychic work for the police? You gonna be home for the next half hour? Great. What are you laughing at?
Now, in her apartment, Ruby sits humming and deep breathing in a cross-legged yoga position, while Calden and Gavilan look on.
What are you doing?
I'm getting centered, and
If you don't leave me alone, there's...
Joe, just leave her alone for a second.
Flip a coin, make some shit up. I don't...
Sorry. Continue, please.
Ruby closes her eyes once more and continues with her meditation. Gavilan looks at his watch just as she opens her eyes again and puts a hand to her temple.
There's a house on Sunset Plaza.
Yes.
Nobody's there.
Okay. Yeah.
We must move quickly.
Move quickly.
On the road.
Turn right.
Right?
I see Rodeo Drive.
What happened to Sunset Plaza?
Give her a break, Joe.
We're getting close. Hold on, hold on. We're here.
Here?
Here, yep.
Okay.
Here?
We're here.
They stop on the corner of an upmarket shopping district.
Here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ruby concentrates for a moment.
In here.
You sure? Shut up.
Welcome to Beverly Hills, you have arrived.
I am not in the mood.
In a shop.
That'll look so great on me.
Ruby, I'm nice to see you.
I love that. How much is it?
Don't worry.
That is cute.
You like
that? Is
she's shopping.
This is from our last collection.
Let her shop.
We have it in black and purple as well.
Oh, it's great.
God damn it, Joe.
I have more here.
That inside too.
Yes, we do. But we also have...
This is ridiculous.
We gotta give her some space, man. We got nothing else to go on.
A black 4x4 appears.
Sartain! Right there! In the black SUV!
Get the car!
Go!
Hey!
Move it!
Keys, Jim!
Yeah,
keys.
Yeah, they're there.
Holden speeds away from the car valet.
Oh, you owe me $10. $10, hey, you owe me money!
As he turns the car around, Gavilan runs across the street towards him.
Hey, stop! Stop! God damn it! Go!
You good?
Go!
I'm good!
Don't speed. You're in Beverly Hills. God damn it, I don't want a ticket.
Here we are.
There he is.
The off-duty cop is driving Sartain and Leroy, while behind them, Colden steers wildly through traffic.
Jesus, don't do this!
Get away!
Come on!
Get away!
They're closing in.
Okay, get out of the way!
They finally pull up on the side.
That's him, Danny.
Right here!
Turn her face! Get out of the car!
Hey, I quit!
Damn it!
Danny's left the vehicle, but now Sartain's behind the wheel.
Joe, you all right? Hitch, come on! Go, go!
Colden burns some rubber as they spin off after the fleeing 4x4, and the two cars career down a narrow side street.
They will... Prison on this bullshit!
The truck blocks the cops.
Get out of the way! Jesus Christ!
Ah!
Police!
Parate!
Get out!
Parate!
Move the truck!
Get out of the way!
Move it! Jesus Christ! It's not one thing, it's another.
The chase continues.
This is Gavilan. Pursuit of possible 187 suspects. Black Escalade, eastbound on Sunset.
This chase on the eastbound side of Sunset Boulevard. But if you're driving anywhere in the Hollywood area, heading to Mid-Wilshire and Beverly Hills, I suggest you stay away. The police need you to stay out of the area.
As the news helicopter flies overhead, a marked police car joins Colden and Gavilan in the pursuit of the 4x4.
Get out! What? Gavilan!
Are you okay?
Yeah, honey, we had to go. That guy showed up right across the street. There really is something.
I know.
Look, I gotta go. I'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
Air 6, we got two more black and whites joined up on the chase. In pursuit of a silver Mustang convertible. Black Escalade, Sunset Boulevard. Doing about 50 miles an hour.
What is Black and White chasing me out here?
Both of us, man. Goddamn, you just committed 3 felonies. Watch.
Gavilan?
Yeah, Terry.
No, I can talk.
We'll take 6-9 now.
I don't know, it might be too late. I'll make a call.
More police cars join the chase as the 4x4 veers at high speed between busy traffic on a multi-lane road.
No, go, go, come on! Get out of the way! Get out of the way!
Sorry!
Let me know when you're back on the street!
All right, it's almost over, don't worry!
Six, be advised, we're getting crowded up here. We got a lot of news choppers in the sky. The air babes are up here.
It is not just crazy in the streets. It is crazy up in the air right there. We have 1, 2, 3. I see Vera, Jennifer York.
There I see Lauren. I see Vera over there.
Policías a la izquierda y luego tenemos el canal 7, el 4, el 13.
You getting deal in that house yet?
Taking me around, but I'm working on it.
Watch it.
Traffic collides at a junction.
Julius, he says it's 669 now. That's what he says. Let me make a call. Bye.
Sartine throws the 4x4 into a sharp left-hand turn.
Get out, Walt!
Get up, Sartine!
Go, go!
I got him.
Holden manages to stay on it, but one of the police cars strikes another vehicle and is sent spinning through the air, landing on its roof.
Is that Joe Gavilan?
The reporter is still following the action from the chopper.
It looks like they're going to try to travel right up towards Hollywood Boulevard, where we've got a huge crowd right in front of Roman's Chinese Theater. I don't know what's going on there, but this is a very, very dangerous situation.
He was at a brilliant career, and we're going to honor him in one of the most famous traditions here in Hollywood.
Watch. The 4x4 corners to avoid some workmen and succeeds in losing the platform. Holden and Gavilan speed past the work crew and become briefly airborne after hitting a mound of dirt. Their cars then knocked onto 2 wheels before slamming back down and spinning to a halt.
That's it! That's it! I'm driving!
All right, fine! You think you can do better? Go ahead, be my guest!
Damn it! Trying to kill me!
Go!
Idiot! Kill me, nothing. Go ahead! Right!
With Gavilan in the driver's seat, they take off again.
This is a tradition that started back in 1927. When a little dog named Zorro.
Oh, yeah, this is much better, thank you.
Jumped out of Mary Pickford's car into wet cement.
Holden and Gavilan smash into the 4x4, and the 2 damaged vehicles skid to a halt.
Nice driving.
Sorry.
Now, the Mustang was just hit by the Escalade, and this chase came to a screeching halt right in front of Grumman's Chinese Theater, where apparently someone was getting their start.
Sartain and Leroy leave the 4x4, sending a volley of gunshots towards Gavilan and Holden. After returning fire, the cops pursue the escaping men on foot.
Police! Police!
Mayhem is breaking out from the Grohman's Chinese Theater, resulting in a foot pursuit. They're running down Hollywood Boulevard. They've got their weapons fired. Heard shots have been fired.
People are scrambling, trying to get out of the way. Everyone is just running around down there. It's a mess.
Excuse me. Sir. Excuse me.
Holden chases Leroy up some steps before staring down at a crowd of shoppers, having momentarily lost sight of him. Then he spots Leroy entering a lower-level courtyard.
Look out down there!
Holden removes his jacket and jumps down onto a canvas-covered market stall, practically destroying it.
Oh, God! Oh, that was not the way I planned it.
Ow, I'm a cop. Help me up.
Oh, no, no, thank you. I'm okay. I'm all right. Thank you.
Hey, move.
Leroy steals someone's car.
Hey, get out of the way. Police.
Get up.
Hey, stop. Hey, stop.
He elbows the driver in the face, then tears off.
Stop. Shit. Hey, police, get out of your car.
What the hell?
Come on, I need your car. I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
I'll get it back to you.
Hey, come on. Police. Somebody help me.
Gavlon slides down the stair railing.
Watch out, police! Get out of the way! Watch out, police!
Up ahead, Sartain runs along the tube train platform and steps into a carriage. Gavlon arrives just as the doors are closing. As Gavlon runs back, Sartain smiles and removes his glasses. Calden's continuing his reckless pursuit of Leroy in his commandeered vehicle, much to the objections of the woman who's still inside with her children.
I can't slow down, Mom. I'm sorry. I'm chasing this guy here.
It's kind of fun, huh?
No, it's not. We're going to die. I know we're going to die.
Yes, actually, we will die.
No, we're not going to die.
I don't mean right now.
Gavlon stops the car.
Hey, get out of the car. Police, please, get out. Hey, hey, look. Come on.
How did you get out of here?
Hey, that's my plane.
When the car's driver proves no pushover, Gavlon takes a young girl's bicycle instead.
Bitch! Move, police! Move! Move, move, move! Damn it! You alright? Watch out! Move! Move! Move!
He pedals into a parked taxi and crashes to the ground.
Hindus say that life is a rebirth. Ganesh had his head chopped off by his father. They put an elephant's head on and he lived forever. He was immortal.
You're crazy!
Hey, Gitch, it's not a bad thing if we do die, all right?
Get out of the cab!
My cab!
My cab!
No, man, it's my cab! It's my cab!
Get in the car!
Police!
Police!
I am the police!
For Christ's sake, get in the cab!
Move, move!
Gavlon hits the gas.
Fortunate enough, you wrecked my cab.
Don't worry, sit back. I'm a very good driver.
To Gavlon's displeasure, the cabbie started his meter. Tearing along the street, Leroy makes a turn into a side road but finds his path blocked by a breakdown truck. He gets out and legs it. Calden's not far behind.
We're not gonna die, all right?
Oh, God, you're crazy.
Shut up, okay, please?
The car bursts through a scenic backdrop painted like a wall, then screeches to a halt behind Leroy's abandoned vehicle. Calden leaps out and continues the chase on foot again. Meanwhile, Gavlon's yellow cab comes to a stop.
Wait a minute, man. Where's my fare?
Much?
$10.
$10. $10. There's a tip.
Gavlon grabs his printed receipt and jumps out. He heads for some nearby steps leading down to an underground station. With his gun drawn, he races along the platform, searching each of the tube train's carriages in turn. Sartain keeps his head down as he watches Gavlon board the train. Sartain pops up and fires at Gavlon, forcing him to duck behind some seats. Passengers scatter in panic. Gavlon runs back to the steps. Sartain's already at street level, and he flees across a road towards a commercial district on the other side.
Hey, hey!
With the cop still hot on his heels, Sartain points his gun at a bus that nearly crosses his path. Julius appears from a nearby doorway. Elsewhere, Calden's run into a locked gateway. Sartain rushes into a building, threatening the people inside with his gun.
Get out! Get out! Get the hell out!
He calls an elevator.
Get up! Get in front of the door! Get in front of the freaking door!
The elevator doors close with Sartain inside, just as Gavlon arrives. He climbs into the elevator next to it. It's full of women who are slightly alarmed at his appearance. He makes a call.
Jerry, I've just been with Julius. I've twisted his arm. I have a firm offer for 675.
675, sir.
Yes, sir.
675. Firm.
You will. You will? You will. Oh, that's fantastic. I'll have the paperwork started first thing in the morning, as soon as I get to the office, okay? Well, I gotta run now. Thank you very much. I'm a real estate broker.
Gavilan leaves the elevator, and rushing past a man talking into a mobile, he finds a stairwell and starts running up it. He emerges into the hallway of an office floor and runs along it as startled workers dash out of the way. Sartain's been waiting for him in a reception area, and Gavilan dives and ducks to avoid his shots. Returning fire, Gavilan shatters the glass partition of the private office Sartain's fled into. A man sitting at a desk points Gavilan in the right direction.
He needs a pop-out trailer, cook driver, trainer with a gym that travels, dog walker, hair and makeup guys. I'll fax you the rest of the perks.
Sartain confronts Gavilan from the end of a sunlit walkway, and his hail of fire forces Gavilan to leap straight through another office window. Sartain disappears up a ladder leading to the roof, and Gavilan doggedly picks himself up to continue the chase. Meanwhile, Colvin's sprinting along an alleyway when Leroy suddenly ambushes him, knocking him to the ground.
Don't shoot me, Ed!
Don't shoot!
Don't shoot me. Don't shoot, Wasser. Please don't shoot me.
Please? Are you shitting me? Please? You're not gonna beg.
I'm begging you, man.
Jesus
please don't
Christ.
Shoot me.
H2O didn't beg. They screened him, hollered, they didn't beg. That fat ass klepto ran a couple yards. You can run.
I don't even want to be a cop anymore. I wanna quit, and I won't tell anybody about this. I swear to God, just please don't kill me. Please don't kill me. I don't wanna die, okay? My father was your partner. Just please, God, just don't shoot me, okay? Please.
Shut up. Don't you talk about your father. Your daddy didn't beg when he got shot. He was a good cop.
Colvin suddenly turns the tables.
Don't do it! Don't do it, Wasser, don't!
Colvin's riddled both of Leroy's arms with bullets, preventing him from reaching his gun. He continues to point his weapon at Leroy with a furious look on his face.
That was a great performance. I mean, that was probably good enough to be at least a Golden Globe. I don't know about an Academy Award, but definitely a Golden Globe. I believed it myself. I mean, all the, you know, don't kill me, man. Don't freaking kill me. I mean, I especially liked the part where you talked about killing my father.
Colvin composes himself and holds up a mini tape recorder.
That's okay. Because I got it all right here. See that? Your confession and my performance all on one tape. That'll sell great.
Air 6. Suspects are now on the rooftop of the old Broadway building. Shots have been fired.
Gun raised in front of him, Gavilan edges around a corner on the roof, but Sartain's waiting for him. They exchange shots, then Gavilan cautiously approaches the position Sartain's just left. He finds Sartain's gun discarded in a stairwell leading upwards.
Air 6, get on the horn and get these news choppers out of here now. I can't work in here. I need an orbit room. You got to move them back.
He's telling us to get out of their way. The helicopter
del policía.
We are not moving. We are not moving.
The news chopper, the LAPD is trying to kick us out of here. We still don't know who the good guy, who the bad guy is. I've never seen such drama in Hollywood before.
The stairwell leads to the base of a huge transmission tower, where Gavilan narrowly avoids being struck by Sartain, who's now wielding a metal pole. The police chopper hovers overhead as the two men fight it out by a railing at the very edge of the building. Sartain hits Gavilan in the chest with a pole, but is then sent to the deck when Gavilan's fist finds its mark. Momentarily, Gavilan gives the upper hand, but then a kick from Sartain sends him reeling to the ground. Sartain runs off, jumping from the edge of the building onto the railing of another. sardines just clambering over the railing when Gavin hurls himself across the gap and lands on top of him. Goodman collapses onto the wire mesh of a huge ventilator fan. Despite receiving a punch from Gavin, Sartain clambers from the mesh, only to see uniformed cops approaching.
Air 6, we're on the roof!
He staggers back to Gavin and punches him hard in the face. Then, clearly exhausted, he leaps back across the gap to the first building. Looking enraged and determined, Gavin follows. As the policemen climb upwards, Gavin catches up with Sartain and delivers a brutal kick to his face. Sartain recovers enough to avoid Gavin's next punch and begins to rain blow after blow upon him. Gavin ducks a punch and lifts Sartain brutally onto his shoulder. He staggers against the railing at the edge of the building, and Sartain slides from his grasp and topples over it. Sartain drops hundreds of feet into a dumpster marked Hollywood Waste. Gavin steps weakly away from the edge, clutching his back in pain. Battered and bloody, he climbs over a cooling pipe just as the cops arrive on the rooftop opposite.
Where is he?
Later, by the dumpster Sartain fell into.
You want me to get him out, Joe?
No, leave him for the coroner. Where's the kid?
Down that way.
Gavin limps towards Colden, who's walking towards him, looking just as messed up.
You okay?
Yeah. You?
No, I look okay.
Sartain.
And Wasley? Good job.
He slaps Colden on the back.
Good thing you didn't kill him.
Ah, you know me, Joe. I don't like dead bodies.
I got arrest warrants for Gavin and Colden right here. Hey, separate them! I don't want them talking to anybody. Nobody talks to them until they get downtown.
Christ. Shut up and turn around, Shit. Betty.
What?
Cuff his ass and take him downtown.
What are you talking about? Get your hands off me, son of a bitch! You're making a big mistake, pal. Kiss your career goodbye. Call my lawyer.
Mako's cuffed, then driven off in a police car.
Great job. You know, you don't have to come tomorrow night if you're not feeling up to it.
I said I would be there tomorrow night. I'll be there, all right?
All right.
Colden's performing on stage.
Will all of you please just get out of here? All of you! If you think one man's too far, what's in this hell of me?
His character's manhandled by Stan Young.
Get him in the bed. Put him a cold towel on.
I need some coffee. We're doing very good right now.
Let's get him into the shower.
Let's go run door me.
Duran's in the audience, flicking distractedly through a script entitled Nasty. Gavin and Ruby are also there.
Get out of here. Poker should not be played in a house with women.
Colden's on stage alone now.
Baby.
He picks up a phone.
Eunice, I want my baby girl down here. Eunice, I'm just gonna keep on calling if you...
He mimes leaving the house.
Stella! Stella!
What the hell out there? What's that to pay?
Eunice, send my baby girl down here!
Hey, she ain't coming down, so you quit or they'll shove a law on you!
Stella, come down here, baby!
You suck.
Sit down.
Have some respect or I'll kick your ass.
Come down here, baby!
Having threatened the audience member, Gavin settles down again. On stage, Colden gets on his knees. Colden suddenly rushes from the stage and picks up his mobile.
Yeah, it's Colden.
Gavin answers his mobile.
Gavin.
Yeah, I'll be there in 15.
West of Coldwater, right?
I can be there in 10.
Colden returns to the stage.
Stella, oh baby, don't let him leave me.
He tries to pick up his leading lady, but trips, and they collapse onto the floor. Colden gets up and summons the rest of the cast to take a bow. Later on, at a crime scene.
Hey, officer, you help me out?
Yeah.
We know what's going on.
Looks like you got a 187, possible 927D.
Thanks a lot.
You bet.
He says we have a body and a half with some pieces missing.
Ooh, an Easter egg, huh? You know, you're pretty good in that play. You really were.
Think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm much of an actor, Joe. I think I'm just a cop.
What do you mean, just a cop?
You really thought I was good.
Hey, I already said you were good. Don't go begging me. Looks like we're gonna be here for a while. Let's get going on some chow, huh? Cheeseburger, well done. Onion, pickle, no mayo. No rabbit food, okay?
All of the same. Well, I guess you say what
can make me feel this way. My in the summertime. Scumbag.
Don't get no better. I love Cali. From the woman to the weather. I ain't going nowhere. You dig?